This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up, and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow. Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This the scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Anna. It's Anna Minster in boys action tonight. It's interconference play. Anna from the Shelby County Athletic League, Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference. And let's hope, Chuck, we've got a game tonight like we had this afternoon. What a contest at Ottawa. Ottawa Glandorf beaten by the Fort Laramie girls 55-52 in what felt like a regional final. Probably the best team in the state right now in girls division 4, the number 1 or number 2 team in the state in girls division 3. They locked horns and it was a spectacle. All eyes were on the result of that game. I had 7 or 8 people call me, text me, email me while I was at Cracker Barrel this afternoon wanting to know what happened. We had 2,900 plus IP addresses joined to our broadcast in the fourth quarter. It was a great day. Fort Laramie pulled it out. Slow start. Defense really picked up for the Redskins over the course of the contest.
Well, sometimes when you get a matchup like that, it does not live up to all the hype. Today did. That was one of the best basketball games that we've covered.
Yep.
And both teams played well. It wasn't like, you know, it was sloppy. It was a good basketball game. Defensive, the referees let them bang on each other, but they let them bang both ways. I thought it was one of the best efforts I've seen Laramie have. And that was without Carissa Meyer playing for them.
Exactly. Avery Brandewee getting close to rounding into full shape. Fort Laramie still got some growth to do at both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. But the girls on the road have been masterful. Three huge wins away from home against Ottawa Glandorf, Versailles, and Finley Liberty Benton. Ottawa Glandorf, the opponent this afternoon, was gasping for air in the fourth quarter. Some of the top performers needed to leave the game because they were fatigued, simply tired.
Well, Erford, who is quite honestly one of the best players I've seen girls basketball,
right?
She had to sit for about 2 minutes with 2:46 left on the clock.
Yeah.
She had to take herself out.
And how about Skylar Albers and Summer Hoing? They were terrific for Fort Laramie, combining for 30 points.
Yeah, they were outstanding. You expect that from Mesher. She had a nice game. But, boy, when they get 17 out of Skylar Albers, and then they have Hoing, who I think is just getting better and better. You can just see the confidence in the girl when she shoots her jump shot.
I saw flashes of a well-paced boys basketball game this afternoon. Hey, if you made a basket, you better get back, because the team that got scored on was getting down the floor in 1.5 seconds and shooting a shot in the paint or making a layup on you.
Yeah, if you didn't get back, you had a problem today. Both teams pressed, both teams trapped.
Yep.
It was kind of a mirror image of the two teams, and I think Laramie had more fresh bodies, mm-hmm. and I think that they were better. They're in better shape.
Well, we've come on the air tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com in the middle of the fourth quarter of our junior varsity tilt between Anna and Minster. 53-31, Anna leading by 22 as we near the four-minute mark late in this contest. Varsity tilt upcoming for you in about 20 minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Minster boys 2-2 on the year, having dropped a couple in a row. 65-34 to Rushi, 68-51 to Spencerville, after winning a pair over Houston and Wapakoneta easily. Against Anna, which is playing very fine basketball, Anna could very easily have one more win on the campaign. Rockets 5-3, 3-2 in the SCAL. Had it not been for the miracle shot from 55 feet to Jackson Center, Anna's parked at 6-2 on the year and 4-1 in league action.
Yep, no, that was a tough loss. They led the entire game. Jackson truly didn't lead with any time left on the clock because the shot went up with about 0.2 seconds, buried it, and that was the only lead that Jackson had the entire night.
Give Anna a lot of credit, bouncing back after that hard luck setback to play Rushi very well for two quarters, succumbing in the end 63-45, winning last Saturday. A tough double weekend. Rushi and Marion Local on
both
Friday
on the road.
Yep, on Friday and Saturday. And the Rockets defeated Marion Local 50-47. Beat Fort Loramie last night by a score of 51-19. As I said, Coach Nate Barhorse Club now 5-3 on the year. Mike McClurg's Minster Wildcats are 2-2. Both Anna and Minster getting basketball legs under them. Minster played to the regional semifinal in Division 7 football. Anna played to the regional final in Division 6 football. So each club is learning the game of basketball all over again, and it's a different set of skills. Yeah, you got to be in shape, you got to be physical, but you've got to develop that touch, shooting, and passing the basketball.
Well, there's a big difference in conditioning. I'm not saying you don't have to be in good condition to play football, but you got to be in great condition to play basketball if you want to play the whole game and go end line to end line, kind of like we saw this afternoon. They ran out of steam.
3 minutes left in our JV tilt, 53-31. Anna leads Minster. We've got boys varsity action coming up just around the corner. Should be a very good game. Over the last nine, Minster has won six over the Anna Rockets. There have been five or six very close ones. A six-point game, a seven-pointer, a two-point game, two decided by a point. There's been an overtime tilt. Expect a tight clash tonight between Minster and Anna. We'll return with more from the Rockets gym. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Slide into the holidays with sliders from Frisch's. Get two classic sliders piled high with fresh, never-frozen beef patties, Frisch's famous tartar sauce, oh, the tartar sauce, grilled onions, American cheese, and pickles with fries and a drink for only $8.99. The perfect fuel to power you through your holiday shopping. Or feed your whole crew with the Sliders Family Pack. Get six sliders and your choice of four sides for only $19.99. Make it a happy holiday with sliders from Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney, high quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And so many thanks to our underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com as we continue to bring you play-by-play in color free of charge. We are industry and business supported. Thanks to all of those organizations so much. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We would not be on the air today without the support back in 2006 and 7 of LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. So this Minster team is starting to become whole once again. Brogan Steffi, quarterback on the football team, injured in the game against Fort Loramie early in the gridiron campaign, is coming back to shape. Had a shoulder injury, upper arm injury. If he's not 100%, he's very close. Connor Schmiesing coming back slowly for Minster, 5'8 junior guard. James Niemeyer will be on the court in the next month. Outstanding receiver who played quarterback in place of Steffi on the football squad. Niemeyer, a 6'3" junior. He'll return soon. Ian Holman, Cole McClurg, Cole Richard, Brogan Steffi, and big 6'8 Cole Albers figure to be the starters for Minster here tonight. Minster recently in a game against Spencerville was within a bucket entering the fourth quarter, got whipped in the fourth period. Holman at 14, Steffi 18. Brogan's best game of the year so far. He made two threes. In fact, one, two, three, four, five different players, including the 6'8 Albers, made threes in the loss to Spencerville for Minster. Anna Rockets continue to progress. Balance on the court for Anna, i.e. last night against Fort Loramie. I think nine young men scored, and several in that game. Hit for 8 points or better, carry eight, Heitkamp 10, winning 11, two with five, two with four. Like the way Anna is gelling, and Nate Barhorst, head coach, likes it too, Chuck.
Oh, they're playing really well. And they had that tough loss to Jackson Center, but that's a good basketball team.
Yep.
Last night, not a very good Fort Loramie team, let's be honest. But they did what they had to do, because you can go out there, and if somebody's not playing well, you can kind of play along with them like that. I thought they played well last night after the first quarter. They really got rolling.
Anna, junior varsity victorious, triumph over Minster in our preliminary contest here tonight. Varsity tilt 15 minutes away. Here come the Rockets on the hardwood for pregame warm-up drills. We'll return in just a few minutes. It's Anna home to Minster. It's a Route 119 rivalry here this evening on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north
northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. Minster needs to up its scoring from Big Cole Albers on the inside. He needs to be a potent force and draw maybe two defenders at times from Anna. Rockets have got a nice assembly of balance, good inside play, fine outside shooting. They share it, drive it to the basket real well. Need to sustain that here tonight before the home crowd at Anna. Key building components for these two clubs. And remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Now, these two clubs have one thing in common for sure, Chuck. Anna's played Rushi. Minster's played Rushi. For a half, Anna played Rushi tooth and nail, 1 point difference after two quarters. Minster was down but 12 after three. No shame in that. Rushi's going to be mighty, mighty tough to beat. What a week for Rushi at the Piqua Holiday Tournament. Beating Troy Christian 64-39 and Dayton Meadowdale 84-45 as the Raiders thrived on that big 94-foot floor at Piqua.
Yeah, that makes them, because they're so athletic, that just makes them better. The bigger the floor, the better they are. And if you see them down at UT Arena, That's what we're going to watch.
Yep. Rushi's next foe, by the way, is Botkins coming up on Tuesday on the road. We've got that game for you at a quarter till 7, 6:45 p.m., approximate tip 7:15 on Tuesday night. Rushi at Botkins. Then Botkins is at Anna next Friday in action here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Anna, gentlemen.
It is our Locale Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment coming up here now on scoresbroadcast.com. Locale, a founding sponsor, wants us to promote student academic success and has done so, or I should say we have done so since our start 18 years ago. Locale, a Scores founding partner, we're online today because of support from Locale, which moved in 1983 to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Locale. And before boys' high school basketball games, we highlight a couple cheerleaders or mascots, because tonight for Anna, we put the spotlight on Taylor Klosterman, who's one of three students at Anna, who plays the role of Ronnie Rocket. The other two are Brooke Klosterman and Ava Pettit. Taylor Klosterman is a junior at Anna. She is the daughter of Mark and Stacy. Mark, by the way, is the CEO of Wilson Health, formerly Wilson Memorial Hospital. Taylor's got a 4.0 GPA, active in track, shot put, and discus. Takes part in a musical, a play at Anna High School called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That sounds like my kind of play.
I like chocolate.
She, by the way, is headed off to South Dakota State. She'll study business. Why South Dakota State? Well, a lot of family and extended family live in that part of the country. By the way, the Anna cheerlead advisors are Kristen Heitman and Whitney Mettinger. They share that role. For Minster, we highlight cheerleader Ava Flippo, senior, 3.75 GPA, daughter of Brianna and Andy Flippo. She's a football cheerleader, takes part in media club, dance, the dirt club, and competitive cheer. She's undecided about the college choice. She wants to study nursing. Ava Flippo of Minster and Taylor Klosterman at Anna under the spotlight here tonight thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. We'll return in a minute or two with more from the Anna Gym. Rockets host the Minster Wildcats tonight in boys action on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Get connected to your VA benefits.
Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Maddie McClure.
Hello once again here from Anna. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. A quick snapshot of these two rosters here tonight. Two pretty young clubs. Minster without a senior on its roster. Anna's got only three. So a lot of youth on the hardwood tonight. In fact, head coach Mike McClure of Minster said we are still very, very young. We've got scoring options in the backcourt and front court. A lot of guys can defend at a high level, and the Wildcats are hoping to compete for the MAC title. Minster yet to play a MAC game on January 5th. Minster is on the road at Parkway to start MAC play for the Minster club. Meanwhile, for Anna, Nate Barhorst is in year number 12. He is fast approaching 200 wins, just short of that plateau. And he, like Coach McClurg, features a lot of motion, man-to-man. Head coach Nate Barhorst has had several fine teams here at Anna. Chuck, there was a six-year stretch, 125 wins reported by Anna.
Yeah, they were terrific. They had just outstanding guard play. They had a big inside, and Nate does a terrific job with these kids.
Yeah, Rockets have been very explosive in the past. It's cyclical. Each head coach, Nate Barhorst, Anna, Mike McClure, Minster, nurturing new talent, each team quite youthful, and wow, who knows, these two clubs, Anna in D3, Minster in D4, could be playing well into the month of March.
Well, yeah, I think both of them have the ability to do that. And you're right about Minster. When I saw Albers, and of course that was against Rushi, and they got pretty good size across the front, but he just didn't take over the game at any point like I think that he could do if they throw it down on the block to him. So I'm thinking we're going to see that tonight, try to get him a little more active.
Yep. We're 3 minutes away from the opening tip. Anna entertaining Minster tonight. Route 119 rivalry, Rockets and Wildcats. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like
Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Starting lineups being introduced. Minster in black uniforms, head to toe, orange numbers, orange trim, wearing white sneakers, except for one of the starters who's wearing a flashy, that's a neon orange, I think. Opening five for the visiting Minster Wildcats. Ian Holman, 6'3", at their forward. He's a junior. A trio of young men in the backcourt. Cole McClurg, 6 feet, sophomore. Cole Richard, a 6 foot junior. Brogan Steffi, a 6 foot junior at guard. Cole Albers in the middle, a 6'8" sophomore. Three young men in this opening five for Minster have the first names of Cole. That's got to be unique. No other club in the state of Ohio can match that for sure. Cole McClurg, Cole Richard, K-O-L-E, and Cole Albers. Eight-year head coach Mike McClurg, graduate of Versailles High School and Thomas More College. Anna Rockets open up with Evan Meyer, 6'2 junior at a wing. Mason Carey, 6'1 senior at guard. Trey Heitkamp, 6'2 senior at guard. Brady Winning in the middle, 6'4 sophomore. Alex Shaffey, 6'3 and a junior at forward. We will see quite a few threes thrown up there here tonight, especially from Minster, which likes to chuck up trifectas. McClurg, Steffi, Richard can all fire from long range, and they can be accurate. Will only get better as the season moves along. Opening tip to start, won by Minster, which goes high-low to Cole Albers, and it's an easy deuce near the rim. That was one of our keys for Minster in our pregame for you several minutes ago. Get the ball inside to Cole and allow him to have his biggest game of the season so far. Half minute gone. Minster in front, 2-0. And a forecourt to our right. It's Mason Carey, 25 feet away, picked up by Steffi. Carey gave it up to Myers. Myers, 25 feet away. Now goes to the foul line, leans in, shoots a jumper, no good. Rebound jerked off the board by Albers. Up the floor to Steffi. Steffi to McClurg. Here is Cole Richard behind the arc, nearly walked. Deep right corner, McClurg, angles toward the baseline, flips it up, in and out, no good. Easy stick back for guess who? Cole Albers.
6'8", he should dominate in there.
4-0, Minster in the lead. We played a minute 10. Chappie top of the circle for Anna. On a weave, it goes to Trey Heitkamp. Heitkamp slides down the left side of the lane. Mid-range, back to the basket, doesn't shoot. Straight away, Chappie. Here's Meyer, Steffi on him. Baseline right, Chappie. He is tied up momentarily and fouled, arm grabbed
call out of bounds to Anna right of the rim. Homan had a chance at the tie-up, and he just got a little bit of the arm. Rockets in the home, white, green numbers. Green stripes down the sides of the shorts. Ball thrown in bounds where Wenning grabs, foul line extended right. Missed it from there, and Minster corrals the board. Quickly, forecourt left, Cole Richard, right through the bottom of the well on a three. One pass in the half court, Richard let it fly, and Minster explodes to a 7-0 lead, 6:21 to go in the first on scorersbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Yep, I was talking about a colorful pair of sneakers being worn by Minster here tonight. Rogan Steffi's got some good-looking ones on. How about Cole Albers? Two different colors. Inbounds by Anna after the timeout. Shot missed. Minster into the half court, then pitches it into the back court, and that's a turnover.
I wonder if you have to buy two pairs of shoes and then switch them out, or do they actually sell them that way?
That's a good one. That's a good one. And he's got a pair of Carolina blue with some neon orange laces.
Yep, and the other one is an orange shoe.
Yeah, the right foot is all orange.
But I think he ought to have the, he has the blue laces. That kid is color coordinated.
Orange shoe, blue laces, or blue shoe, orange laces.
That's a pretty good look. I like it.
And it's been good luck for him so far. Anna runs his motion offense. Oops, moving screen.
Yep.
Out high against the home club. Minster ball up 7-0, 5:39 left in the first. Well, we'll see if Anna can claw right back. Minster's had Anna's number over the last decade. Here is Brogan Steffi, 25 feet away, angles down the left side of the lane, pulls up in the baseline, doesn't shoot, goes out high to Cole Richard. Richard navigates the middle, probes the foul line area, fadeaway shot blocked, tipped on the play by Wenning. Anna comes down with it. Here is Mason Carey, ball on his hip. He drives hard to the basket down the right side of the paint, and he's fouled. Is he pushed while shooting, or is it ball out of bounds?
I thought he called it on the floor. Yeah, he did.
Anna possession, right of the rim, 7-0 Minster, 5:14 to go in the first. Ball lobbed into Heitkamp, high left to Myers, into the paint to Wenning. Wenning being bodied, spins, tries to shoot. Great defense by Minster, which claws the ball away. Wildcats forecourt right. Richard spots up, shoots the three. It rattles, rattles some more, and it goes in. It almost popped out twice.
He had a terrific game against Rushi, and he is a good shooter, boy.
10-0, Minster, two threes from Cole Richard. Mason Carey on the arc for Anna. Derek Madden in, a 6'3 senior. Baseline left, turnaround Jay by Heitkamp, short, rebound off the iron, and it comes down on the play to Steffi. Steffi quickly down the floor on the inside to a post player, Ian Holman, 6'3 junior. He powers to the backboard and scores off the window. Minster can do no wrong. Wildcats didn't play last night. Minster looks very fresh. 12-0 Cats, midway through the first on scorersbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G T430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
In chatting with a few members of the Anna girls basketball team before the game tonight here at the Anna gym, I learned that Anna split two girls games in the New Bremen Holiday Tourney this week. They're winning on Wednesday over New Bremen, dropped Thursday's game to Miami East. The Vikings, a real strong D3 program, which is handed to Fort Loramie. It's only setback of the year. That was in the opener, 36-33. Anna girls now 6-4 overall, 4-1 in the SCAL. Miscue by Anna at the Rockets' offensive end after the timeout. And looky here, Albers going to work down on the inside. No, it was Holman. Holman passing to Albers, who received it. Great assist by the 6'3 Holman. And it's 14-0. Anna missing from in close. Heitkamp couldn't get it to go. He was around the rim with a shot. Didn't finish. Minster with the board. 14-0. A 2-touchdown lead for Minster. And we played 4.5 minutes. Rockets yet to net a basket. Top of the circle, it's Holman with the ball for the Wildcats. Gives it to Albers, mid-range, back to the basket. On the arc to McClurg, he darts into the paint. Late delivery to Holman, up strong, challenged by Anna on the inside. Good play by Derek Madden, altered the shot. Anna got the board. Foul line, it's winning to Feroz, who's in now. Jacob Feroz, 5'10 junior. Anna looking for a first field goal. There's a wild reverse layup. Yes, by Mason Carey, and he's hacked on the arm.
That was a tough shot, and boy, did they need it.
Just as I gave the cue to Anna to nail a bucket, the Rockets did just that. They're on the board, 14-2. Minster, Mason Carey at the stripe. A chance to complete the three-point play. 3:07 left here in the first quarter. Anna's got to keep this deficit right there and start to chip away, Chuck. Can't get down by 15 or 20 to this Minster team, which is very potent. Carey completes the three-point play, sinking the free shot, 14-3. Minster ahead by 11, 2:58 to go first quarter. Midcourt, Cole Richard has the basketball for Minster. On a weave out back to a teammate who dives in below the foul line. It's Brogan Steffi. He missed it. No good. Rim backboard. It wouldn't go down. Strong rebound. Stick back on the inside by guess who? Cole Albers up and in. And Anna was on his shoulder.
Yeah, he had it. That was a tough shot. He tipped it in. He couldn't even catch it because he couldn't get his arm up.
What a play by Albers. We talked about him in the pregame needing to perform at his best. He could be a big advantage for Minster tonight, and he's doing just that.
He has a 9-3 lead right now.
He sinks the foul shot. 9 of 17 for Minster, garnered by Albers. 17-3 lead Wildcats until Anna comes right back. Trey Heitkamp pivoting in the lane. A nice shot from 10 feet. Makes it. 17-5. Minster barging down the floor, out of control. Goes Brogan Steffi, offensive foul.
Anytime you see the defensive player kind of sliding a little bit, that's got to be a block every time.
17-5 in favor of Minster, 2:24 to go here in the first quarter. You're suggesting there might have been some movement by Anna on
defense? He was obviously moving. He was absolutely going left.
Outside the arc on the right for Anna is Trey Heitkamp. Down inside it goes to Feroz. He's among the trees. Throws it on the arc to Carey. Carey to the foul line. Jumping, shooting. Off the back brace. Rebound Minster. Stolen by Anna. Nice takeaway by Mason Carey, who drives baseline. Flips it deep left corner to Feroz. His shot hits the side of the glass. Rebound down to Minster. Long pass up the floor. Picked off by Mason Carey. Three on three.
carry. Fadeaway jumper from 17. Bingo! He's got it. 17-7, Minster, 1:44 to go first quarter.
He is a terrific offensive player, and he needs to kind of take it over now for Anna.
Wildcats to midcourt, throw it on the far side in front of the Anna cheering section. Scrum for a loose ball. Anna ties it up. Minster gets a hand on it. Wildcat player out of bounds. Anna crowd helped the official make that call. It was the correct one. Anna with possession, 90 seconds to go in the first, down 10. Straight away with it is Ferose. High right to Winning, weaving to Carey. Carey steps back, shoots a three, a long one. Bullseye, he's got it. Two in a row by Carey. A lengthy deuce and a triple. 7-point game. After Minster scored, what, the first 14, Chuck?
Yep, and he just turned it over again.
Steal by Ferose. Ferose at midcourt, charges down the floor, into the paint, a lot of contact. Shot missed, no foul, out of bounds against Minster. Timeout Wildcats, 1:03 to go in the first. Anna rallies quickly and gets within 7. 17-10, Cats over the Rockets on Scores, broadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, Anna's weathered the storm, down 14-0 in the first 3.5 minutes. Rockets have worked hard to get back into this game, 17-10, 1:03 left, opening period.
Well, you never want to be down 14 points, but if you're going to be, it's good to be in the first 4 minutes of the game.
Yeah, with 28 minutes to go. Here is Anna inbounding from below the basket. Ball thrown to Heitkamp on the arc. On a weave, it goes to Myers. Winning catches top of the circle, keeps. Goes to Heitkamp, who spots up from three-point land. He's on the money. Spot on. Heitkamp buries it. 17-13. Minster's 14-point lead is down to 4. Anna has quickly shaved 10 points off the sizable Minster advantage. Wildcats go high-low. Down inside to Albers. It was telegraphed. Deflected. Punched away. Stolen by Anna. Up the floor to Myers. Myers to Carey, foul line J, 16-footer strong. Rebound yanked off the glass by Holman.
Too hard of a shot right there.
Yes, it was. Awkward fadeaway off balance, missed it. Minster will play for 1. 13 ticks to go in the first quarter. 17-13 Minster. Richard, top of the circle, leans into a 3. Falls down like he was fouled. Shot short. Rebound Anna, 3 to go. Myers at midcourt, up the right side to Carey, who turns and fires a line drive 40-footer off the iron. And the first quarter finishes, and it was a good one. Frenetic action, hot pace back and forth, good shooting, 17-13 Minster after a period on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Oh, what a heck of a nice flurry is what I meant to say for Mason Carey in that first quarter for the Anna Rockets. Hit a 2 and a 3 late to help pull Anna within 4. Fine plays by Mason Carey. They were the Wisebridge plays of that first quarter, turned in by Mason for Anna. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to WiseBridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. WiseBridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Early on, second quarter, Anna within four. Minster once led 14-0. It's now 17-13. Rockets go baseline right to winning. Fade away from 10 over Albers. Short, no good. Rebound tied up. Noah foul on Minster.
Boy, what a rebound by Heitkamp. He went up over top of Albers to get that rebound.
We played 43 seconds here in the second period. 4-point lead for Minster. JV game won by Anna over the Wildcats. This afternoon here on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Laramie girls on the road defeated Ottawa Glandorf 55-52. Anna inbounds into the right corner. Heitkamp jump, shoots a long trifecta, threw it up there too far. It skidded on the rim on the weak side, and Minster got the rebound easily. Quickly down the floor, Cole Richard. Oh, look at him skip into the lane. Feather-like touch up and in. Hit the rim two or three times and trickled through. 19-13, Wildcats by six. 6:52 to go here in the second quarter. Mason Carey, 30 feet away, motions. Gives it up to Myers on top. Ball thrown into the middle to Heitkamp, who tries to turn and pivot against Holman, who gives him a little shove with the knee from the backside.
That's his second.
Two quick team fouls on Minster here in the second quarter. 19-13, Minster on top. We've played a minute 20 now in the second stanza. Anna throwing Carey into the paint to Heitkamp. Looks like he was fouled. Oh, what a shot. Falling down. Scores it. And he'll get a chance at a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Heitkamp falling backwards was clearly tagged by the defender. And as he was going to the floor, flipped it up anyway. Wouldn't try that in horse, I don't think.
Well, if he hits this free throw, he and Carey now have 8 points each, and they have the 16 for Anna.
There you go. Foul shot rolling around, going in. Minster's lead shaved to three, 19-16. Minster running hard down the floor, flying to the rim, and flipping it up on the go as Cole McClure missed it. Baseline right, but he was clipped on the elbow as he released it, and he's got two free throws coming. Three-point lead for Minster. Anna has shaved 11 off that early 14-point Wildcats bulge. Foul shot way short by McClure, number two upcoming. 1-2 bounces, shots in the air. Yep, he makes that one. 20-16 Minster. Anna to midcourt, Carey. Carey picked up by McClure, right side pass to Heitkamp. Popping out to catch, 25 feet away is Carey, near side to Myers. Looks for winning cutting, gives it up to Heitkamp straight away. Look at him go to work down the lane, shovels it around. Albers left it short. Minster's got the board. Wildcats forecourt left, ahead before, 20-16. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. 30 feet out is Richard, wants to go one-on-one against Myers. Elects to pass it, gets it back, shot fake, open now from 17. No, off the back brace. Long rebound to Myers for Anna. He darts down the floor, one-on-two, makes it on the go. Discount the basket, offensive foul.
Probably a good call. Tough call for Anna, but a good call.
Heck of a shot by Myers of Anna on the run. Flipped it in off the glass, hit the window, right in the middle of the square. Ball swished off the backboard, but he was making contact, charging as he was going airborne to let it fly. Minster possession up four, 5:30 left to go, second quarter. Here's Cole Richard, 25 feet away on the bounce. Gives it up left corner to Andrew Kettner, who's in now. 6'1 sophomore. Rim the jump shot. Weak side rebound to Feroz of Anna. Rockets trail by four. 5:16 to go in the second. Long three chucked up by Carey in a hurry. It bangs off the side iron and goes out of bounds to Minster.
That might have been a little deep.
Mm-hmm. And quick as well. 5:10 remaining, quarter number two, 20-16. Anna down four to the Minster Wildcats. Dribbling midcourt, Cole McClurg over the center line to Richard. On a weave, it goes to Kettner. Coming out to catch is Albers. Ball given to McClurg. Fades and shoots from 27. Rimmed it, no good. Almost made the shot. Over the back, rebounding foul against Minster.
Yeah, it was on Albers.
And that is the team's fourth here in the second period.
That's his second.
Number two and Albers. Both numbers important. So Minster with four fouls will enable Anna to shoot two free throws the rest of the way in the second quarter when the Rockets are fouled. Myers, top of the circle, peers inside, goes to Shappy at mid-range, and the ball is fumbled away. Good steal by Minster. Oh, look at that drive to the rim. What a play, one-on-one. Cole Richard took it about 60 feet and hurled that shot in off the glass. 6-point lead, Minster.
Well, that was a contested shot he just made.
Shappy straight on, gives it near side to Carey. Ball clawed away by McClure, gotten right back though by Anna. 4:12 to go in the second. Here's Mason Carey, left side pass to Shappy, left wing Myers. Ball swung on top to Feroz. He's at the foul line. Oh, he drives into a thicket of black jerseys and has the ball pried loose. Minster on the attack. Little give and go down the lane. McClure, handoff on the inside. Layup, Albers is good.
A terrific pass. He had a great pass in the first quarter that they missed the layup. That time, Albers made it for him.
24-16 in favor of Minster. Anna throws it away, trying to find Feroz cutting to the rim as he was slicing through from the left corner of the floor. Dangerous pass. Minster possession. Who made that last assist down here for Minster, Chuck?
That was McClure.
Yep, it was a dazzling assist. Head coach Mike McClure wants his offensive players to help out in the backcourt. Anna with pressure, gliding up ahead is Cole Richard. Feeds Albers, next pass on the inside to a teammate. Shot missed. Good offensive rebound by Minster. Ball thrown to Richard from three-point land. Swish, a long one. 27-16, Minster double digits in front, 11. Here is Heitkamp, hemmed in, right baseline.
Pass.
Hits a cutting Shappy right down the lane, up and in off the window. Good assist by Heitkamp. Shappy on the finish, fouled in the act of shooting. A little continuation action given by the referee,
yeah.
But I'll accept that.
They'll take it. And they called Feroz over, and they're having a little chat with him. He's the one guarding Richard, and he's got to quit leaving him. He shouldn't worry about anybody else.
Shappy is dead center on the foul shot. Anna down eight to Minster, 27-19.
It's probably a good sign that somebody besides Carey or Heitkamp scored for him.
Here is Minster, forecourt to the left. Ball batted away by Anna, but a foul against the Rockets over guarding. Minster has committed five in the period, Anna three.
Second foul on Heitkamp.
Ball inbounded, deep right corner, McClurg. McClure got back to Richard. Richard from 30, falling backward. Missed it off the back brace. Rebound by Anna, which throws it away. Layup on the inside by Holman. Defended at the last second well. It was altered. Shot no good. Rebound knocked out by Minster. 2:50 remaining. Quarter number two. Minster 27, Anna 19. Minster jumped on top, 14-0. Anna got within a couple field goals with a fine rally. Minster went right back out to an 11-point cushion. It's 8 at the moment. Anna attacking on offense to our right. Shot fake by Myers. Foul line, pulls up, leaner, short. Rebound down to Holman. Holman long throw down the floor to the driving Richard. Overshoots it. Should have pulled that back out. Anna's got the easy rebound. Rockets forecourt to the right. Myers straightaway, Shappy back to Myers. 27-19 Minster. 2:14 to go, second quarter. Foul on the arc called against Minster. And Anna
will get a break here and shoot two at the free throw line.
Evan Myers at the line. Now, he has not scored yet. Shappy scored for him, so that gave him three people that have scored now. They just got to get a little more out of the other players.
Free throw by Myers is pure, right down through the nylon. 27-20. Minster up seven. Good night for Anna's carry and teammate Heitkamp. Myers' second free throw, one bounce. Shot is around and out. Oh, tough break. Rebound yanked off the glass by Albers of Minster, which is up seven. Just over two to play. Stepping into the forecourt, McClure. Wow. 28-29 footer. Fired right away after receiving the first pass across the timeline. Missed it badly. Anna tracked down the rebound. Mason Carey, foul line, fadeaway 16-footer. Right on the money. 27-22. Anna back within five. Rockets have scored six straight. Minute 38 to go in the second. On the arc is Albers. Fires it cross court. Good deflection by Myers. Out of bounds. Mitchell will throw in. Andrew Kettner, 6'1 sophomore, gets the honors. Flips inbounds to McClurg. McClurg and Richard have both tried shots from the volleyball line. Ball thrown inside to Albers. Oh, what a left-handed pivot move. Banked it in neatly.
Perfect. Perfect post play right there by Albert.
Oh, eight or nine.
A good entry pass.
8 or 9 feet away. Beautiful shot by Albers for Minster. Myers, a quick jumper for Anna. No good. Long rebound to Anna. Oh, a telegraph pass by Carey. Stolen by Richard. Run out the other way. Up and in. 31-22 Minster. Myers, baseline left, goes around Albers, makes a bad pass into the post area. Holman nearly stole it. Ball out of bounds to Anna. 31-22 Minster, 53 seconds to go here in the second. Well, like what I've seen tonight from Cole Albers Minster.
Yeah. When I watched him play against Rushi, I mean, I was impressed with some of the others, but that kid's a player.
6'8", sophomore. Here's Wenning in the post for Anna. Took the inbounds pass. Hit a little fadeaway 10-footer right in front. Swish. Nailed it. Good play by Wenning. Another good-looking young man for Anna. 6'4", soft. 37 seconds to go here in the first half. 7-point lead for Minster. 31-24. McClure, 25 feet away. Skips it cross court to Richard. Steps back, doesn't shoot the three. Skips it other side of the floor to Kettner. Kettner on the dribble, too much so. And Anna knocks it loose. Long throw down the floor to Shappy. 16 seconds to go, first half. Anna can cut it to 5 or 4 at the intermission break. Down to 8-7. Carey directs traffic, picked up by McClure. Ball thrown to Myers with three to go. Top of the circle, foul line. Elbow, 15-footer, hit the flange. No good. And the first half finishes. It's a good one. Exciting action. Good shooting, outstanding play. Great hustle from both teams. 31-24. Minster in the lead over Anna by 7 at the half here on scores.broadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum. Serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850.
57, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
And welcome back to the Anna Gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's halftime. Anna trails Minster by 7, 31-24 Wildcats, who've led from the start, exploding out of the gate 14-0. Anna came back strong, got it down to a couple possessions. Minster worked it back out to 11. It's 7 here at halftime, which is brought to you by J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your preferred underground specialist, your underground plumbing specialist, I should say, and Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry. Chuck?
Well, both teams turned the ball over 6 times. I thought both teams, with the pressure the defense was playing, 6 turnovers is not horrible. 13 rebounds for Anna, 17 for Minster, but each team had 4 offensive rebounds. 2 for 3 from the free throw line for the Wildcats, 4 of 5 for the Rockets. Individual scoring, Minster, 2 young men scoring like crazy, 15 for Cole Richard and 13 for Cole Albers. I guess if your name's Cole, you had a good first half. 2 from Homan and a free throw from McClurg. They scored 17 and 14, 31 for the first half. Anna led by Mason Carey with 10. They got 8 from Trey Heitkamp, 3 from Shappy, 2 from Wenning, and a free throw from Evan Myers. They scored 13 and 11, and they trail at 31 to 24 at the half.
Well, got to like the grit determination from Anna, which could have said, hey, this is a Saturday night non-league game. We're out of it 14-0, and could have been a sleepwalk night for the home team, but instead, Anna rebounded strong.
Well, they had a really good second quarter. They still lost the quarter, but they have shot the ball. They got to get some help. Carey's got to continue to take good shots, and they'll stay in. I think they can stay in the ball game.
Minster by 7 at the break. My halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee and Anna as the Rockets pep band strikes up in the background. 31-24, Minster in the lead after two quarters. We're set to start the third period. Minster being boosted by 3 threes from Cole Richard in the first two quarters. They were wise plays by Minster's Richard. They were the Wisebridge plays of that first half. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money
Community Concepts Capital Corp.
Here we go, starting the third quarter. Minster quickly hustling into the forecourt to her right. Out of bounds, a driver on the baseline stepped on the stripe.
Yeah, Steffi, he has not scored in this game yet. And I don't remember him taking more than one shot.
That's right. Rockets to midcourt, down seven. Opening half minute of the third. On top, Shappy for Anna. Gives it to Winning. Cutting to the basket, Carey, not available. Ball loop far side to Shappy. Revolved around the top of the circle to Myers, who's picked up by Richard. Albers on Shappy. High right, Carey. Straightaway, Shappy. Near side of the floor, Heitkamp. Here's Winning coming out to catch. Anna down 7, 31-24. 7:11 to go here in the third quarter. A foul away from the ball against Minster.
Caught it on McClurg. And I think that's his third.
Anna will throw in baseline left. Trigger man, Mason Carey. Here's the ball thrown out back on the play to Heitkamp. Down to Shappy, 25 feet away. Fires right corner to Myers. Ball dumped down to Winning. Working hard at Holman. Leaning in is Winning. Missed it. Off the back brace. Rebound in front of the basket. Tied up. Minster, Anna. 50-50 ball. Arrow favors Anna. Minster had the initial arrow to start the second half of this game. Long series of possessions here for Anna. Rockets sustain the ball in the half court. It goes to Myers, now to Shappy. Still a 7-point game. Minster in front. 6:49 to go, third quarter. Foul line. It goes to Heitkamp. Might have walked. Good pivot move, though, to the rim and a finish.
Right. That was close to a walk.
Yeah, thought he slid the pivot foot there to gain an advantage. But he scored the field goal, made it look good. Minster counters. McClurg straight away. Got it from 3-point land.
That was deep.
Yep, Minster cleared the ball. Anna double team right side of the floor. Anna coming right back. Heitkamp right down the gut of the Minster defense. Pitches it in off the window. Two more for Heitkamp. And it's a 6-point game, 34-28 Minster. 6:10 to go, third quarter. Minster attacking. Handling the ball, Brogan Steffi. Steffi on the bounce, veers right. Picked up out high by Heitkamp. Ball flipped into the right corner to Richard. Into the post, it goes to Albert. Albert's right back to Richard. Reverse layup is in. He tightroped the boundary beneath the basket. Albert's thudding the ball. Reversed it with the left. Pissed it in off the window.
That was the toughest shot of the night.
What a play by Cole Richard. He's made them from everywhere. Threes, driving layups, and then that one as he went right through the teeth of the Anna defense. Here's a long triple by Shappy outside the arc, left flank for Anna. No good. Wouldn't have counted anyway. And we've got a moving screen against Anna. And Minster gets the ball back up 8. 36-28, 5:28 to go here in the third quarter.
Third foul on Heitkamp.
So he's got three. McClurg of Minster's got three. Steffi loops it into Albers into the post. Here's a drop-down double team by Anna, which hacks Albers. Foul committed. Two on Anna in the quarter. One on Minster. Ball out of bounds. Two Minster, baseline right of the rim. Throwing in Cole McClurg. Ball thrown in the arc to Holman. Now to Albers. Elbow left to Steffi. Oh, look at that drive. Down the left side of the lane. Up and in off the glass with the left hand. Ooh, a good move by Steffi. His first fielder of the night. Well done. 38-28. Minster by 10. Anna tries to throw to the post. Winning came out high. Bounced it toward Heitkamp. Over guarding. Down inside on Minster. Fourth foul on McClurg. 4:58 to go, third period. 10-point lead for Minster. Anna inbounding right of the rim. Peering in is Carey. Needs someone to break free. Gives it to Shappy. Right back to Carey in the corner. Fakes left, goes right. Being bodied by Holman. Here's a double team by Minster. Ball given up. Then comes right back to Carey. Elbow jumper. Right side of the keyhole. Good. Nice shot to Carey. Swished it. 38-30. Minster in the lead by 8. 4:38 left, third quarter. on the arc. Richard on the bounce for Minster. Foul away from the action against Anna. This afternoon, the Fort Laramie girls won on the road at Ottawa Glandorf by 3, 55-52, in a superb high school girls basketball game. Probably had the two number ones in the state, or close to it. Fort Laramie, top club in D4, Ottawa Glandorf, or Cincinnati Country Day, right at the top in D3. Deflection out of bounds off Anna. Minster will throw in again. Minster in the road, black, orange numbers, orange stripes down the sides of the shorts. Cole Albers, as we noted in the pregame for Minster, wearing one orange shoe with blue laces, one blue shoe with orange laces. Here's a back cut by Minster beneath the rim. Richard tries to pull another Houdini in among the taller Anna player. Shot no good. Rebound Anna. Undercutting an Anna player in backcourt is Holman for Minster. 4:15 left in the third. Three team fouls each way in this period. Anna to the timeline in the person of Heitkamp to carry. Down to Myers in the left corner. Myers gets it back. Here's Carey, 25 feet away. Picked on the play is Steffi. Ball given up to Rose. 25 feet out on the right. Can't drive it. Steps back. Doesn't shoot. Now goes to Carey. Deep right corner winning. Wild pass. Top of the circle to Rose. Steps into a three ball. No. Off the flange. Long rebound. Rose at the foul line. It was him against Albers. My goodness, Carey. Behind the volleyball line, NBA triple, oh, right through the netting.
Like I said, the kid is a shooter.
5-point game, Minster 38, Anna 33. Dribble drive, Steffi on the arc to Kettner. Kettner guns it from three-point land. No good, rebound pinballed, out of bounds off Anna.
Yeah, Anna had a chance to pull that in, and all three of them missed it.
Anna worked long and hard for that last three-pointer to cut the Minster 8-point advantage to 5. Ball inbounded top of the circle. Richard barrels down the left side of the lane. Oh, Myers took it away. Ripped it free. 3-on-1. Myers in the middle. In the lane. Should have passed the ball. Didn't. Missed it. Minster's got the board.
Give it up, you get it back.
Yes.
That's what should have happened.
3-on-1 edge for Anna blown on that last fast break. And Anna fouls at midcourt for Rose. Hook Steffi. 2:53 to go in the period. Minster 38, Anna 33. Four fouls on Anna, three on Minster.
Matt checks back in. He had a nice offensive game last night against Fort Laramie.
Ball thrown midcourt. Handled by Richard. Back to Steffi. Rose on him. Left side Kettner. High right to Richard. Picked up by Myers. Left wing Steffi wants to go in for Rose. Zips it near side of the floor to Albers. Rotated down inside to Holman. Strong post up move, no good. Tip is in. Albers followed. Good strong game on the interior for him. For Rose, a quick three for Anna. Way short. Got the board back though. 40-33. Minster, 2:18 to go, third quarter. For Rose to Carey. Carey splits two defenders down the lane, no good. Stick back, yes! What a play on the inside. Is that Madden or Winning?
Winning.
What a play by Winning of the home team. Brady Winning, 6'4 sophomore. He's a good one. 5-point game once again. Albers comes out to catch, whips it straight away to Steffi. Right wing to Kettner. Steffi picked up by Myers. Good hedge by Anna down the left side of the lane. Steffi, fall away, 15-footer off the heel. Long rebound, Anna. Rockets down 5, can cut it to 2 or 3. Myers wide open, 27-footer right in front of the Anna cheering section, short. Rebound down to Richard, up the floor, flicked away. Good hands by Carey, who knocks it out of bounds for Anna with a minute 28 to go in the third quarter. 40-35 lead for Minster.
Ball will be inbounded in the right corner by the Wildcats. Substitutions take place. It's thrown in 30 feet away to Steffi, picked up by Feroz. Down to 120 to go in the third. Steffi wants to drive, choked off, right corner. Ball whipped around the arc. Cole Richards got it. Baseline left, Holman reverses to Kettner. Three ball, a little heavy, clearly an over-the-back foul on Holman.
Yeah, he had a hold of his arm. He wouldn't let him go.
Four fouls each way. Anna not going away, within five at 40-35. 71 seconds to go, third quarter. It has been a very good Saturday night. Interconference game, Midwest Athletic Conference versus the Shelby County Athletic League. Getting a screen, Heitkamp uses it, goes foul line, bullseye, 15-footer, Heitkamp, three-point contest, 40-37, Minstrava three. Steffi on the arc to Richard, sets up and shoots the triple. It is off the flange, no good. Rebound way up in the air, volleyballed around. Anna's got it. Anna, forecourt left. Heitkamp steps forward, shoots the three, shy of the mark. Rebound, Minster. 40-37, Minster in the lead by three. Half minute to go, third quarter of play. Rogan Steffi, midcourt, checked by Feroz. Down the left side to Richard. Richard fakes right, goes left. Good defense by Madden. Wild pass by Minster. Intercepted by Carey. Carey down the floor. Oh, a good knock away by Kettner. Kettner outlet to Albers. Hits the trailer, Steffi. Shot blocked near the rim. No foul call. Out of bounds to Minster.
That was Feroz with the block.
Heck of a play, but Jacob Feroz of Anna denying two from Minster. 8.5 to go, third quarter.
Shortest guy on the floor got the block.
Ball thrown in by Minster on the arc to Dominic Meyer, who's checked in on the floor. Pitches cross court to a teammate. Steffi out of control. Pulls his way into the lane. Offensive foul.
Great job by Winning, just standing there and taking the charge.
Yep, that's the fifth on Minster because it's a player-controlled foul. It's not of the shooting variety, even though it's number five. 3 seconds to go, third quarter, midcourt carry over the timeline. Long one, fadeaway, 30-footer, no good off the side of the rim. Three quarters in the books, Minster 40, Anna 37. This game in doubt, it's going to the wire on scorersbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors. Neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning at steveandtedservices.com.
16 and 14 for Carey and Heitkamp, respectively, for Anna. They're making plays. They're making Wisebridge plays. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Anna picks up a quick foul as we initiate play here in the fourth quarter. Minster inbounding below the basket. Thrown out to Steffi at midcourt at the Rockets logo. High left to McClurg. He is guarded by Carey. McClurg into the corner. Hemmed in.
gets rid of it to Albers on the arc. 7:36 to go in the game. Minster 40, Anna 37. Steffi near the timeline. Goes right to McClurg. Veers around Carey. Pull up Jay. Right baseline. No good off the iron. Foul in the act of shooting. Two coming for McClurg. As Minster cleared the floor on the right, McClurg took Carey one-on-one. Foul committed. Two free throws for McClurg. It's a three-point contest at 40-37 in favor of Minster. McClurg swishes the free one to make it 41-37. Second free throw upcoming. Two fouls against Anna in the opening half minute of quarter number four. McClurg's got them both all cored. 42-37. Minster ahead by five. Midcourt, it is Myers for Anna. Down the right side to Heitkamp. Heitkamp on the bounce into Wenning. Wenning works in Albers. Back to the basket. Mid-range. Doesn't shoot. Ball pitched on the arc to Carey. Near side Myers. Myers is doubled near the timeline. Gets rid of it to Heitkamp. Between the legs on the dribble. Wenning top of the circle. Richard on Heitkamp. And the ball is given up to Carey. Carey around Richard. Foul line leaner. No. Rebounding foul. In the act of shooting was Anna. Following the shot was Carey. He toes the stripe for a pair.
That did a good job. He knew where the miss was going.
Yep. 6:54 to go. Fourth quarter. Minster 42, Anna 37. A couple free throws here for Mason Carey of Anna. The first one is spot on. 42-38, Minster by four. Second shot, Mason Carey of the Rockets. 1-2-3 bounces. Flexes the knees ever so slightly. Front rim, back rim, hit the glass. Roll to the front, came off. Minster down the floor quickly. Richard sets up and buries a three ball. Gotta find him. Cole Richard, oh, he is dangerous.
That's his 4-3, and he's got 20 for the game.
Radar from long distance is Richard. Minster by 7, 45-38. He took the first throw into the forecourt. It was like a 2-on-2 scattered floor at that moment, and he drilled it home.
Well, like I told you, when I against Rushi, he was by far my favorite player for Minster. He had a terrific game.
45-38, Minster by 7, cross-court pass to Carey. Oh, it's deflected into the hands of Steffi for Minster. Flips it to Richard again in the half court. Shot fake on the arc, pulls up, 12-foot J. No, he's bodied and fouled, and he'll get two.
Unfortunately for Anna, the deflection was Faroz that tipped the ball away from Carey. He had no idea that Carey was behind him.
6:02 to go in the game. Minster ahead by 7. Couple free throws. Cole Richard eyes the bucket and connects. 8-point game, Minster, 46-38. Second free throw, Richard. Four bounces, spins the ball in his palm, a fifth, a sixth bounce. He's airborne on it. Front rim, backboard, front rim, no. Strong rebound, Heitkamp. Long outlet to Myers. It's wild. And it goes out of bounds. Nate Barhorst puts his hand over his eyes on that one.
Well, you only have so many comebacks in you in a basketball game. Yeah. So, I mean, hopefully Anna's got one more run.
Yeah, the emotion and energy which are utilized to make the rallies will take a lot out of you. Here's McClurg, top of the circle, foul line down the lane, running toward the rim. A reach in by Anna en route to the basket. 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. Minster 46, Anna 38. Critical stretch over the next two or three minutes for Anna. Fourth team foul on Anna here in the fourth period. Baseline right ball lobbed in, out high to Cole Albers, to Richard. Step back triple from the volleyball line. No good off to the right. Rebound Carey, leaking out Heitkamp at the other end. He catches and scores for Anna. 46-40. Minster by 6, 5:22 to go, fourth quarter. Fine game tonight. The MAC against the SCAL. Minster in the lead with six. Here's a steal near side, but Carey made the interception. Flipped it ahead to Heitkamp. Heitkamp busting out. He's got two. Couple of layups by Anna. Rockets in transition. Shave the 8-point disadvantage to four. Minster needs a timeout. 4:58 to go. 46-42. Minster on scorersbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
We've been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. We are Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We will style your hair, make it shine right away here at Cutaway. It's the family salon. Mom, dad, the adult children, the kids, go to Cutaway Styling Salon. Deb Gubo, the owner and stylist, open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, Cutaway Styling Salon. Baseline right, McClurg. He is backing away from the defender. Falls in reverse, shoots the jumper, 15-footer, missed it. High off the rim, Anna's got the board. Down only four, 4:27 to go. Critical offensive set here. Carey head of the key, gives it up on the play to Madden, who's back on the court. Right wing to Ferroz. In the top of the circle, winning. Albers checks him. A weave to Heitkamp. Took a push from Steffi. Step back, fired the three, short. Rebound down to Minster. Long throw up the floor for Steffi, and he's undercut on the play by Heitkamp. That's a good call by the referee, and Minster will shoot two free throws. And Trey Heitkamp now has four fouls. With 4:02 left here in the fourth quarter, Anna missed a chance to cut it to one or two, and now Minster can inch it back out to six. Halfway through the fourth, 46-42 Minster. Steffi at the stripe, spins the ball in his fingertips and swishes the free one. 47-42, Minster ahead by five. Second shot, Steffi. Couple of bounces, a third one. Eyes the goal and rims it. Lip the iron over the back, rebounding foul on Holman. That appeared to be obvious. Oh, it goes against Anna. I'm mistaken.
And I agreed with you.
Holman will shoot a pair instead of Anna. Ball out of bounds. Couple of free throws for Holman. Anna must have been backing into him pretty aggressively. Too much so, according to the official. Holman's foul shot is no good. He missed it badly to the right.
He climbed over Winning to get the rebound. I'm not sure if maybe Winning got him on the wrist when he tried to go back for the shot, but I don't think it was a good call.
Both foul shots by Holman, no good. Each clearly a little offline. Anna's got the board in the half court. Dribble drive into the lane for Rose. He's upended, said to be tripped by the out official. Ball out of bounds to Anna.
I think he just tripped over. He got his feet tangled and fell down is what I think.
There might have stumbled over the SCAL.
He could have.
On the court below the foul stripe. 3:51 to go in the game. Timeout called. Minster by five. on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, big savings at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 15% off on everything, including Century brand hand tools made in America with lifetime warranties. Great products available at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Kitchen cabinets, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. Like them on Facebook. We make buying hardware easy at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Anna gets a big field goal right in front. Mason Carey. Two more for Mason Carey. And here come the Rockets. They've knifed the lead down to three. Minster's got the ball in possession. 3:15 left, fourth quarter. Five team fouls on Anna in the period. Two on Minster. Albers, 30 feet away, gives it up to Steffi. Steffi in, out. Little shake and bake. Down inside to Albers. Albers below the rim. Gives it up left baseline to a teammate, Steffi. Jump shot, short. Rebound, Anna. Pull up, foul line by Carey. It is off the back iron. Rebound tipped into the corner by Albers. Saved nicely by Richard, and Minster's got the ball. Anna with a chance right there to cut it to one.
Yeah, Mason was floating towards the backboard when he shot it, and that's why it was hard off the rim.
Timeout, Minster up three. 2:39 to go in the fourth on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Minster into the half court ahead by three. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster 47, Anna 44. Foul line, Cole Richard spins, turns, flips it up from 14 feet. It lifted the iron, came out. Anna didn't go for the rebound. Rockets thought Minster touched it. No, says the referee. Off a white jersey last. Minster possession, baseline left of the rim.
Well, Feroz could have grabbed that, and he just let it go out of bounds. You got to get it. You don't wait for the call.
Correct. Steffi on the arc, hands off to Richard. In traffic, 16-foot J. No good, strong, off the back iron. Anna down three, 47-44. 2 minutes to go, straightaway carry. 28-foot bomb from the volleyball line. No good, off the heel. Long rebound to Steffi, and he is jostled as he dribbles up the floor. Foul on Anna. Two free throws upcoming.
If that would have gone in, that would have been a great shot. But with 2 minutes to go, you got to move it. You got to try to get it inside. You got to try to get this down to a one-point game. You didn't need that bomb from up there.
Steffi will shoot a pair. 47-44, Minster in the lead by three. 2 minutes even to go in this game. Rogan Steffi cups the ball in his palms and nails the foul shot to boost Minster to a four-point bulge. 48-44. Second shot here for Steffi.
And it won't go away. Rockets have been down by double digits numerous times in this game. Steffi collects two at the stripe. Minster, except for a couple of Holman misses that were bad ones. Minster shot the ball well at the free throw line. Foul line, Heitkamp for Anna. Fadeaway 16-footer. Bullseye! He drops it home. 49-46. Anna claws back within three. A minute 42 to go, fourth period. Chaffee comes out 25 feet away and hacks on the arm of Steffi.
That is not what you want to do right there.
Minute 39 to go, two more free throws for Minster in the person of Brogan Steffi.
And it's got three young men with four fouls on the floor right now.
The Rockets over the limit with five in the period. And the shot is canned by Steffi. He throws it right in the hole, dead center, 50-46. Minster ahead before. Steffi again. Yes.
5-for-6 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter.
5-point game, 51-46, Minster. Minute 30 to go in the fourth. At the elbow on the left, fadeaway shot by Heitkamp, 17-footer. It is in and out, no good. Strong rebound on the play by Anna. Feroz hits the deck. The official says it is a jump. Anna benefits from the arrow and retains the ball as Derek Madden returns for the Anna Rockets. Zach Osborne for Anna was out there briefly. 1:27 to go in the game. 5-point difference. Minster on top. Deep left corner for Rose. At high to Chaffee, back to Feroz, enters the foul line, drives down the right side of the lane, lays it up too hard, might have felt Albers in the vicinity, shot was no good, Minster corralled the board, and Anna fouled with a minute 18 to go, Anna down five.
That was a big miss right there, got it to the rim, just could not get it in.
Here is Cole Albers shooting two for Minster, which is living at the line here in the fourth quarter. Free throw, dead center.
Besides scoring tonight, he's got 16 points, but he has changed 5 or 6 shots in the game.
Yes, he has, surely. 52-46, lead by a half dozen for Minster, make it 7. Albers knocks in a pair. Minster continues the hot foul shooting. 53-46 Cats. Dribble drive, right side of the lane. Carey shovels it. No good. Off the backboard. Minster tracks down the rebound and brings it up the floor to Steffi. On the arc to Richard. Head coach Mike McClurg says, hold it. Don't let it fly. Make Anna come out and foul. Steffi dribbles between a couple defenders. 52 seconds to go. Minster in the lead by 7. Other side of the floor, foul committed by Feroz of Anna, which is trailing by 7 points, 53-46. 51.8 to go. Cole Richard at the stripe for 2. Richard, 4 or 5 dribbles, then a 6th, a 7th. Eyes the bucket. He's got it.
He didn't look real comfortable on that one.
No, he tried to bend his body a little bit to add some English to the shot. Didn't need it. It swished. Second one for Richard. Minster by 8. Minster by 9. Wildcats have excelled at the free throw stripe in this game. 55-46 Minster. 50 ticks on the clock. Top of the circle, Carey leaps up into the air and fires in a triple. Mason Carey, 8 trifecta, timeout Anna, 55-49 Minster, 45 ticks to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping Golf Equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Chuck, Anna's scoring continues to be dominated by two young men.
Well, they have 41 of the 49 points, Heitkamp and Carey.
Here is Minster inbounding. It goes from Holman to Albers. He's 80 feet away. Fires up the right side to Richard. Oh, yeah, Richard walked. Good call by the referee.
Yep, defender right there. He turned. Didn't see the defender. Took an extra step before he put it on the floor. Good call.
Mike McClure says what for?
Oh, he traveled.
Yep. As Anna played pretty sneaky defense, McClure got the pass, or I should say Richard caught the pass beyond the timeline, turned, took a step before putting it on the deck. Anna straight away, Heitkamp lines up a three, missed it, no good. Good box out of the inside, but Richard, he's fouled with 31.7 to go, and Minster leading by six, 55-49. Anna just has not gotten enough points from other players in this game.
Well, they've also, this will be the 17th and 18th free throw in the fourth quarter.
And it wouldn't have mattered much had Minster been forced to shoot one and ones, because Minster, more often than not, is making both free throws in these two-shot situations. Richard is on target again. 56-49, Minster in the lead. 31.7 to go in the fourth quarter.
Cole's got 24 now, shooting for 25 on this free throw.
Second shot for Richard.
Over the line.
Is off the back iron, and just as he released it, he went for that rebound.
He knew it.
Yeah, he knew the shot was going to ricochet into the right corner, but that's a violation. Yeah. Here comes Anna to midcourt, 7-point game, half minute to go. On the bounce is Carey. Carey glides left, guns it from 3-point land, no good. Rebound Albers, hits the deck, fouled from the backside by Anna, and we'll go to the other end. A number of these fouls by Anna are aggressive ones. Anna there tried to steal the rebound. Went up over the right side of Cole Albers, who toes the stripe at the other end. Players huddle up around their coaches. Momentary delay. 23.4 to go in the game. Minster up 7. Seems to have this pretty securely tucked away.
Yeah,
free throw shooting by Minster has been special here tonight. Cole Albers at the free throw line. Excuse me. Even he popped in a couple a moment ago. Steffi and Richard and McClurg have been at the stripe often here tonight for Minster. A couple coming for Albers. He hits, and he makes it 57-49, 8-point advantage.
He's 4-for-4 from the free throw line. And, boy, you get your 6'8 kids shooting free throws like this, that's a plus.
Cole Albers fires a little strong. Rebound Anna. Carey up the floor. Tries to dump it off to the left wing to a teammate. Popped up in the air by Minster. Here come the Wildcats with 12.9 to go. Foul against Anna out of the arc. It goes against Myers, and at the stripe here for Minster once again, Cole Richard. 57-49, Minster in the lead. This game may wind up a 9 or 10 point differential, but really for much of the second half it was tighter than that.
Well, they ran out to that 14-0 run, and Anna has never gotten the lead. They've gotten back within 3. They got to within 2, I think, one time. But Minster making free throws and just putting the game away.
Well, Minster misses twice here. Richard can't connect. 8 seconds to go in the contest. Anna is down by 8. Dribbling far side of the floor. Carey in trouble. Lost it out of bounds. That will do it for sure. Minster 57, Anna 49. Red hot free throw shooting by Minster here in the fourth quarter. Until those last two misses. Seconds tick off. That's it. It is over. Minster defeats Anna 57-49. free throws, but Minster, the wise bridge plays of the fourth quarter of this game. Minster made them one after another. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
8-point win by the school from the MAC here tonight. Minster takes the 119 rivalry, downing Anna 57-49. Minster's now won 7 of the last 10 against the Rockets. This afternoon, the Fort Laramie girls triumphant on the road. Was an easy, hard-earned victory against D3 powerhouse Ottawa Glandorf 55-52. We'll return here to Anna in a few minutes. Minster over Anna by 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well. Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Two very good high school basketball teams locked horns here tonight. Minster, Division 4, and a Division 3. Minster, boosted by the great start, 14-0. Hung on to win by 8 over Anna, which got it down to a possession, a couple possessions, a few times. Anna would not go away, simply ran out of steam. Minster made crucial free throws down the stretch and won this game 57-49. Both teams displaying a lot of firepower. And there were four or five superb efforts for these two foes here tonight, Chuck.
Well, if you look at Minster, they had 24 points out of Cole Richard and 18 out of Cole Albers. They were terrific. They got 7 out of Steffi, 6 from McClurg, and 2 from Homan. So, I mean, I thought they had a terrific game. They got the good start, and they just never let Anna get in the lead. That was key. On the other side for Anna, they had 4 points from winning, 3 from Chappie, and a free throw from Myers. 21 from Carey and 20 for Heitkamp. They can't have, if they get anything out of the other guys there, they probably win the basketball game.
And that's the term that head coach Nate Barhorst has emphasized here in the opening stages of the season. The balance, we've got to have more of it.
Yeah, tonight, you know, I think Carey and Heitkamp had no choice. They got behind and they kind of had to take over. They let the seniors kind of take over the game. My Clancy's players of the game for Minster, it's got to be Cole Richards, it's got to be Cole Albers. 24 and 18, they were terrific. On the other side, Carey and Heitkamp. So those are my Clancy's players of the game.
Albers also a big influencer in the middle defensively.
Against Rushi, but that I think that was kind of skewed by the fact that they had so much length from Rushi. But tonight, yeah, he was terrific.
Clancy sponsors our post-game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Minster boys, a winner by 8 over Anna here tonight. So many thanks to Barker Insurance, located south of Anna, north of Sydney, on 25A. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call
to see how Barker can help you meet your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. Barker Insurance, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Tuesday night, Botkins hosts Rushi in SCAL boys action. We'll be on the air about a quarter of 7, 6:45 p.m. tip at 7:15 or 7:20 approximately here on scoresbroadcast.com. This afternoon, the Fort Laramie girls defeated Ottawa Glandorf in a struggle between a couple of powerhouses, Fort Laramie in D4, Glandorf in D3. Very good girls basketball game this afternoon, won by Fort Laramie, but 3 points, 55-52.
It was a well-played game. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't just a close game. Both teams, there were just runs. It was like watching a good college game because it was runs back and forth, and Laramie luckily had the last run.
It just seemed like a regional championship contest in OHSAA girls high school action.
And then what a crowd. Laramie brought a ton of people, and Ottawa filled their place. It was a good, rowdy crowd.
And we had 2,900 IP addresses joined midway through the fourth quarter this afternoon. A terrific audience. So many thanks to our online listeners here tonight, to scoresbroadcast.com, as well as this afternoon. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from Anna. Final score, Minster Wildcats defeat the Anna boys 57-49.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Laramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.